Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5:30. First, a look at today's main stories. A petition calling for the retention of the afternoon airlink between Donegal and Dublin has gained 1,600 signatures in a matter of hours. A toddler from St Johnston who is seriously ill has been transferred to the Freeman Hospital in Newcastle on Saturday to receive treatment. Donegal County Council has launched its peace building through the Environment Initiative at the Daly Community Angler Facilities in Mongory Lake near Raphoe this afternoon, and guaranteed funding is being provided to 10 family resource centres across the country, including one in Gweedore. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Aisling Kelly will have all the latest in sport. That'll be coming up at around 6:15. A petition calling for the retention of the afternoon airlink between Donegal and Dublin has gained 1,600 signatures in a matter of hours. It highlights the importance of the service for medical travel, particularly for cancer patients who rely on same-day return journeys. Concerns arise under a new draft public service obligation contract, which proposes changes to flight times. The petition urges Transport Minister Dara O'Brien to guarantee workable same-day return flights, including early Dublin arrivals and late Donegal returns, as well as the retention of the midday service within the PSO. Mary Coyle, founder of Donegal Cancer Flights and Services, told this morning's Greg Hughes show that if patients can't travel for treatment and return home on the same day, the PSO has failed its purpose.
We have over 500 patients that travel up and down to Dublin for cancer diagnosis or treatment, and we have children with long-term and life-limiting illnesses, and this is not practical. This is not practical for people going to Dublin. We have done so much work with St Vincent's, St Luke's, St James's, and the oncology departments, the Irish Cancer Society, in order that patients going to Dublin would get early morning appointments so as that they could try and manage the lunchtime flight home. This is not practical at all, because we're depending now on a flight leaving Dublin empty, absolutely empty. Who wants to come to Donegal at 6:30 in the morning? Nobody, absolutely nobody. I'm so angry, Greg, because this is more about the airline than the people that are using it. And that's not what a PSO is about.
A toddler from St Johnston who is seriously ill was transferred to the Freeman Hospital in Newcastle on Saturday to receive more treatment. Davin Kern had been receiving the highest level of life support available in Ireland at Our Lady's Hospital for Sick Children after being diagnosed with myocarditis and cardiomyopathy, along with rhinovirus and parvovirus infections. That was before arriving at the hospital with an international reputation for cardiology care. Davin's aunt Lisa Crawford has thanked everyone to date for the support on her GoFundMe page to support the family, which has reached over €61,000, and for keeping the family in thoughts and prayers. She said that there will be more local fundraising ongoing in the coming weeks, and the link for the GoFundMe is available on our website, highlandradio.com. Donegal County Council has launched a new initiative to link peacebuilding and climate action across the county. The Peacebuilding Through Environment programme, backed by €200,000 of Peace Plus funding, encourages young people and communities to take part in environmental projects. Cathaoirleach Councillor Paul Canning highlighted the work of Daly Community Anglers at Mongory Lake, saying their efforts to engage young people show the impact of the programme and what that hopes to achieve.
This Daly community is working very, very extremely hard at the biodiversity and saving the biodiversity up here. And we're up here in Mongory Lake, and there's a lot of young people use this lake. They have a big membership. They are going to have a championship. They have leagues. They have everything that's going. So as you see today, there's a lot of people out there. They're out there with their rods and they're fishing away. And they have a good community spirit here, and they are looking after the nature, which is great for the community and great for the environment.
And bringing other people into this, getting people involved in this, getting more people to actually participate in outdoor activity, that can only be a good thing.
That is definitely a good thing. And you should see the young people. Like, it'll be worth your while to call and see the young people there. They're they're making their own flies, so they could sit for hours working with thread and a machine, and they were making their own flies. Then they come out and they fish for brown trout here, and they compete with each other, and they're very, it's not that simple, and they're very high tech with how they fish and when they fish, and there is All Ireland champions here within this community, so it's great to see it whilst they are looking after the environment. And you'll see here today there's not one piece of litter, and according to the committee members, he says this place, they don't need a litter pick, they don't need it, it's always looked after, and they're not trampled upon, and they are very, very sensitive to the nature that's up here, so it's great to see.
This is one of 32 cross community projects included within Donegal County Council's Local Community Action Plan, and will engage with a network of community based groups, schools, and other interested organisations across the county. Pauline Smith is Peace Plus Manager with Donegal County Council.
Our programme is a 7.6 million programme, and we have 32 projects countywide. We have six capital investments and 32 social impact projects that will run from 2025 to 27. So it's massive investment, and we're hoping that this programme will be transformative. We have to engage with 7,365 participants along the journey of Peace Plus, so we're delighted, and we're hoping that the impacts, the social impacts, are going to be transformative.
Pauline, thank you very much indeed.
Guaranteed funding is being provided to 10 family resource centres across the country. One centre is in Gweedore, based at Mahara Clogher in Derrybeg. The centres existed already and are now being brought into the family resource network run by TUSLA. Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher says the resource centres are crucial for community support.
Well, I was very pleased to have received a call from the Minister for Children, Norma Foley, this morning, confirming that the application submitted in respect of the centre at Gweedore had been approved and been announced today. And it's vitally important that there was an approval for West Donegal, because Gweedore normally will cover all of the three parishes here. But in the meantime, the Letterkenny Centre under Gary Glennon, they have a type of a satellite through Gweedore, but we need a full blown resource centre in Gweedore, and I'm delighted that the Minister has approved the necessary funding.
And how crucial is it for different elements of the community, supporting children and the economy there?
Well, family resource centres, they play a crucial role in supporting children, parents and indeed communities, and especially in areas facing social or economic challenges. And the decision to establish additional centres around the country is a strong, is a welcome investment in community well-being.
Ishka Éireann leak detection crews are continuing work today in the Keelogues and Drumminner areas of Buncrana in search of a significant leak. The leak's putting pressure on the daytime water supply, with nighttime restrictions in place to allow reservoirs to recover. The restrictions will run from 11 p.m. tonight until 7 o'clock tomorrow morning to help ensure a normal supply for homes and businesses during the day. Customers are being asked to use water carefully and report any leaks. Simple measures such as taking shorter showers, using a basin in the sink, and fixing dripping taps are also being encouraged. The office of a Derry MLA was defaced over the weekend in what police are treating as a sectarian motivated hate crime. MLA Machinade McLaughlin shared an image on social media showing the words "Give us a park" in Tullyallie spray painted in blue on the shutter of her Spencer Road office. Police, who received the report on Sunday, say investigations are ongoing and are asking anyone with information to come forward. Meanwhile, Ms McLaughlin has appealed to those responsible to contact her by email regarding their concerns. Gardaí in Donegal are investigating two incidents in which the windows of vehicles were smashed. The first involved a car in Letterkenny, while the second involved a bus in Carndonagh. Donal Kavanagh has more.
At 25 to 9 on Saturday evening last, a bus pulled in at New Park Road, Carndonagh, to let out a number of passengers. Some minutes later, something was thrown at the bus, causing a window to smash. Gardaí are urging anyone who may have travelled at that location between 8:30 and 9:15 with a dashcam on Saturday night to make that footage available to Gardaí. Any relevant information should be passed on to Buncrana Garda Station. Meanwhile, Gardaí in Letterkenny are investigating an incident of criminal damage in the car park at the Nassmore Apartments at Carnamugga in Letterkenny between 10 o'clock on Wednesday night last and 10 to 8 the following morning. The rear window of a car parked there was smashed. Anyone who witnessed the incident or has any relevant information is asked to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny.
Donegal County Council are advising there's a moderate risk of flooding in the county. The weather advisory will be valid from today until midnight on Monday coming. Met Éireann says the spells of heavy rain and persistent rainfall will continue through the week, and flooding is likely due to a combination of already saturated ground, high river levels and high tides. Close monitoring of local weather conditions is strongly advised via Met Éireann and River Gauge. Gardaí are appealing for information following multiple occurrences of theft of home heating oil in Rathmullen. The thefts happened between the 16th and 29th of January in the Market Square area. Garda Grainne Doherty gave details of the incident on today's Greg Hughes Show.
These two incidents happened in two neighbouring properties in the Market Square area of Rathmullen. So between January 16th and January 29th, so the gardens of two neighbouring properties were entered and the oil was stolen from the tanks. One of the tanks had been unlocked, but the other tank had been locked, but the lock was cut. So we're appealing to anybody who might have observed any type of suspicious activity in that area between those dates to contact Gardaí in Milford on 915 3060. If anybody's seen anybody in round, looking, snooping around houses, or in round the backs of houses especially, please contact us and make us aware. There are preventative measures everybody, all of us, can take to avoid the theft of home heating oil. So a lock, and as you said, in this instance, this homeowner did the right thing. They had the lock there, and unfortunately then the lock was cut. But a lock, a good quality closed shackle padlock fitted to the tank, should be your starting point. Check your oil levels frequently. Try to arrange smaller but more frequent oil deliveries. Install security lights. This makes it a much harder target for thieves. They're less likely to enter any property that's well lit up. Place the tank as close to the house as regulations allow and in view of one or more windows, and this might make them consider the chance of being seen too high to risk. And ensure that the tank is not visible from the road to passing traffic. The position of the tank can have a significant effect on how a thief views how hard a target is. So again, this incorporates the same message of hiding the tank from public view. Plant shrubs or build a fence to screen tanks from public.
The time is 5:42 here on Highland Radio. Oisin Kelly will have all the latest in sport after these. It's just coming up to 6:15 here on Highland Radio. Oisin Kelly's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. We're going to start with Gaelic games. ATU Donegal play in the semi-final of the Trench Cup this evening. Their opponents are Mary Immaculate College of Limerick. Throw-in is at 7 o'clock at the Connacht Centre of Excellence in Mayo. Elsewhere, the ATU Camogie side play University of Limerick in the semi-final of the Mara McCloy Cup as well tonight. That game will be played in Sligo starting at 6 p.m. Donegal's Finbar Rorty has been nominated for the GA's Player of the Week following his performance in Sunday's win over Kerry and Ballyshannon. Last year's Young Player of the Year continues to make an impact for Donegal, where he contributed 3 points for Jim McGuinness's team at Father Tierney Park. Galway's Rob Finnerty and Mayo's Ryan O'Donoghue are the other nominees. Rorty is also on the Team of the Week, along with his fellow countryman Darrell Boyle, who scored the goal against the Kingdom Boys. Derry's Conor Doherty is also named on this week's team. Moving on to cross-channel football, Arsenal will look to seal their place in this season's League Cup final tonight. The Gunners hold a 3-2 lead over Chelsea heading into the second leg of their tie at the Emirates. Here's Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta.
The tie has a context, which is very specific when you talk about a tie. That the fact that we play at home and we have the advantage, but that we need to now make it very concrete in the manner that we approach the game, certainly to win it.
Kickoff is at 8 o'clock. Up in Scotland, Hearts can stretch their lead at the top of the Premiership to 9 points with a win at St Mirren tonight. Celtic and Rangers, who are level on points behind them, don't play until tomorrow. Hearts boss Derek McGuinness isn't obsessing over the standings in the table.
I'm not really caring when they play. I just caring about our job, and their job is to try and win a game, as I say. Whether you play after the same time or before, it doesn't really matter. We all play the same games at the end of the day, and it's just important for us just to focus on ourselves.
Well, Celtic manager Martin O'Neill admits he's interested in signing Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain. The former Liverpool and Arsenal midfielder has become a free agent after leaving Besiktas last summer. O'Neill wants Oxlade-Chamberlain to join his squad.
I genuinely do, yes. He has trained at Arsenal for some time since his time in Turkey. Spoke to him and, yeah. But, I mean, I'm sure he'll have lots of options.
Moving to the English Championship, there are three games there taking place tonight. Neither of the top two, Coventry or Middlesbrough, play this evening, so it's given Hull the chance to close the gap on the leaders. They are involved in one of those ties as they take on Watford. But in the Irish League Cup semi-final, it's Glentoran against Coleraine. The winner will play Linfield in the final. There's one game in the Irish Premiership this evening as well. Carrick Rangers take on Bangor from 7:45. And at the same time, in round 5 of the Irish Cup, Ballymena play Larne and Loughgall host Knockbreda, with Institute awaiting the winners there from that one in the next round on Saturday. Moving on to rugby, brothers Cian and Sam Prendergast will start together for the first time for Ireland in their Six Nations opener away to France on Thursday. Leinster out half Sam gets the nod at 10, while Connacht captain Cian will line out in the back row. Thursday's game in Paris will also be the flanker's first ever Six Nations game, and head coach Andy Farrell says he deserves his chance.
We feel he's matured a lot. The captaincy is certainly helping him in Connacht as well. Yeah, we was delighted with how he took his chance in the autumn, because he's another one who's been waiting for a big moment. You know, he's been waiting in the wings for a good few years, so his time is now to be taken.
Also in the team named today, Jacob Stockdale is preferred on the wing to James Lowe, while Jimmy Osborne starts at fullback in place of the injured Hugo Keenan. Professional boxing will come to Ballybofenster in order for the first time later this month, when the Fight Night at the Valley, promoted by Jason Quigley of Shear Sports, will be staged at the Finn Valley Centre on February 21st. There will be 8 pro bouts plus 2 exhibition bouts, with a number of local fighters featuring on the night. The promoter, Donegal's former world middleweight title challenger Quigley, has revealed that the event is already a sellout.
It's sold out. There's obviously the fighters have a few tickets left themselves, but you know, there's some of the fighters coming back asking me for more tickets, and I don't have the tickets to give them, which is great, and it shows the demand for it here, which is a great complaint. It's going to be one hell of a night as well on February 21st. Like, it's a great venue in there. We have it all laid out, and we're really excited now to get the crowd in. And it's a nice low roof in there as well. The atmosphere is going to be tight. It's going to stay in there. It's going to be loud. And yeah, look, I'm really excited for it, and I can't wait.
And there's more from Jason Quigley on that big event, the Fight Night at the Valley, available now on highlandradio.com. Finally, to American football. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodall has confirmed there will be no regular season game in Ireland this year. In September, the Pittsburgh Steelers took on the Minnesota Vikings in a sold-out Croke Park. There will be 9 international NFL games scheduled for 2026, including 3 in London. However, there won't be one in Ireland. That's your sport for today. Donna Marie will be back with more tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news.
Thanks, Oisin. An additional batch of Nestle SMA first infant milk is being recalled due to the possible presence of a contaminant which can lead to food poisoning. Cerulide can cause severe vomiting and is extremely heat resistant. The affected product has a pack size of 800 grams and an expiry date of December 2027. The Food Safety Authority says there's no indication this incident has resulted in illness in Ireland, but it's advising parents to not feed their children any of the products which have been recalled. In the UK, Downing Street's welcoming Peter Mandelson's resignation from the House of Lords, saying he's let his country down. The former ambassador to Washington and Northern Ireland's secretary will quit tomorrow after files published by the US suggest he passed sensitive information to paedophile financier Jeffrey Epstein. The British government asked the police to investigate. Former Labour MP Stephen Pound says the controversy prompts a feeling of both sadness and nausea.
On the one hand, I do feel sadness because he was a man who did a great deal of good. On the other hand, I don't think I've ever known a time when the rising tide of mephitic horror, just the swamp of corruption and filth seems to be rising to engulf us all.
Nick Ferrari from LBC Radio outlines the contents of the documents.
Lord Mandelson, or Peter Mandelson as he was then, passed on sensitive information to Jeffrey Epstein, remember the disgraced paedophile financier, information such as the amount of money that the EU might be allowing as some kind of bailout, when and why Gordon Brown was going to resign, and various other matters. Obviously, if you play the markets, if you play currency, there is the potential to make money out of that. So that's what he stands accused of.
A Bundoran native has been honoured for his service to the Snowy Monaro community in Australia. 95-year-old Paddy Kerrigan received the Kuma Citizen of the Year award last year, while last week he received the Medal of the Order of Australia, and that was for his work in tourism, local history and emergency services. He also played a role in the Snowy Mountains hydroelectric scheme. Looking now to the weather forecast, remaining cloudy tonight with patchy light rain, drizzle and mist, with lowest temperatures of 0 to 4 degrees. To conclude this evening's news, a look back at today's main stories. A petition calling for the retention of the afternoon airlink between Donegal and Dublin has gained 1,600 signatures in a matter of hours. It highlights the importance of the service for medical travel, particularly for cancer patients who rely on same-day return journeys. Concerns arise under a new PSO contract, which proposes changes to the flight times. A toddler from St Johnson who's seriously ill has been transferred to the Freeman Hospital in Newcastle on Saturday to receive treatment. Davin Kern has been receiving the highest level of life support available in Ireland at Our Lady's Hospital for Sick Children. It's after he was diagnosed with cardiomyopathy and cardiomyopathy, along with rhinovirus and pavovirus infections. Donegal County Council has launched a new initiative linked peace building and climate action across the county. The peace building through the environment programme, backed by €200,000 of Peace Plus funding, encourages young people and communities to take part in environmental projects. Caherlough Councillor Paul Canning highlighted the work of the Deal Community Anglers at Mungory Lake today, saying their efforts to engage young people show the impact the programme hopes to achieve. And finally, guaranteed funding is being provided to 10 family resource centres across the country. One centre's in Gweedore is based at Maharaclocher in Derrybeg. The centres existed already are now being brought in for Family Resource Network, which is run by TUSLA. That's all for now from the newsroom. We'll be back again with news at 7 o'clock.
The obituary notices this Tuesday evening, February the 3rd, the death has taken place of Adam Patrick McDonnell, aged 14, 2, Manor Court, Convoy. Family and friends are welcome to call to his home today until 9pm and tomorrow from 1pm to 9pm. Funeral leaving from his home on Thursday afternoon at 1:30, going to St Ninian's Church, Convoy, for a service of celebration for his life at 2pm. Followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in memory of Adam to the Little Angel School, care of any family member, or Terence McClintock Funeral Director. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. His parents have asked that anyone attending the funeral on Thursday wear bright colours. The death has occurred of Tina Gallagher, née Doran, Gortnes Gay, Burnfoot, and formerly Newton Cunningham. Tina's remains will repose at her home from 12 noon tomorrow. Removal on Friday morning at 10:15 a.m, going to St Mura's Church, Fawn, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to St James Hospital, ENT Department, Dublin, care of any family member, or Sean Murphy, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Anna Patton, née Gallagher, 13 Laurel Drive, Strabane, reposing at her home this evening. Funeral leaving her home on Thursday morning at 9:25 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Rita Boyle, née Lafferty, 2 Olympic Drive, Strabane, and formerly of Ballindrate, reposing at her home. Funeral leaving there tomorrow morning at 9:25 a.m. for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount, at 10 a.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to St Vincent de Paul, care of Quigley's Funeral Directors. Family time bleeds from 10 p.m. tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Monica McTeague, née Connolly, 5 Ingleside Heights, Strabane, reposing at her home. Funeral leaving her home on Thursday morning at 9:25 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 10 a.m. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley's funeral director. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Nolene Brennan, née McCall, Hillhead, Ardra. Her remains will repose at her home today until 9 p.m. Requiem Mass will take place at 12 noon tomorrow in the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on MCN Media. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.